Happy Tuesday to you, Squamish. And happy almost New Year. According to Environment Canada, this final day of 2024 will be mainly cloudy, with a 30% chance of wet flurries or rain showers early this morning. The wind will be light except blowing from the north 40 km per hour over southern sections. Tonight, for New Year's Eve, it will be mainly cloudy. The wind will be light except blowing from the north 40 km per hour over southern sections. Today, we will see a high of 3°C, dipping to -1°C overnight. With the wind chill, it will feel like -3°C during the night. For the first day of 2025, and the local annual polar bear swim, the high will be 2°C, but in the morning with the wind chill it will feel like -3°C avalanche forecast according to avalog.co. For December 31st, the alpine rating is moderate, the treeline rating is moderate, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include wind slabs. What does moderate risk mean? Moderate is the second of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under moderate danger, there is heightened avalanche conditions on specific terrain features. Features of concern should be identified and terrain and snow should be evaluated carefully, reads the Avalanche Canada definition. The advice for today from avalog.co is: seek out sheltered terrain where new snow hasn't been affected by wind. Stay off recently wind-loaded slopes until they have had a chance to stabilize. If triggered, wind slab avalanches may step down to deeper layers, resulting in larger avalanches. Avoid this trail. The District of Squamish is warning folks to avoid Lumberjack Trail after a bridge collapse near Perth Drive. The district is currently assessing the damage and options for bridge replacement. The public is asked to please avoid the roped-off area. Those with accessibility issues should avoid the trail, reads a Muni post on Facebook put up Friday night, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spots in all of BC were the University of Victoria and Race Rocks Light Station, 9 nautical miles west of the Victoria Harbour, which both hit 9°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 6°C. The coldest spot in BC on December 30th was Fort Nelson, as usual, which was a chilly -21.7°C. Today's hot spot is slated to be Discovery Island, off the eastern side of Vancouver Island, which could reach 7.1°C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Dease Lake, which could see a low of -22°C today. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on December 31st is at 8:10 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:23 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its new moon phase. The moon's illumination is currently 0.53%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 9:24 a.m. Moonset is at 5 p.m. Tides. The next low tide today is at 12:29 p.m., height, 3.66 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next high tide will be at 4:24 p.m., 4.11 meters. The final tide of today will be a low tide at 11:59 p.m. 0.42 meters, seawater temp. The water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7°C, according to seatemperature.info. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2018 and was 7.1°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2016 at 6.3°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.6°C in the next 10 days. December's average water temperature in Howe Sound is 7.2°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 8.9°C. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. There are several local tonight on New Year's Eve and of course the polar bear swim on New Year's Day. There's also this cool outing to plan for. On January 3rd, head to Cheekamas Centre Winter Eagle Viewing Day, at 1600 Paradise Valley Road, from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join us for an awe-inspiring experience at Cheekamas Centre, where nature's majestic beauty takes flight, right before your eyes, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Curbside Tote Collection. Change. The District of Squamish notes that if your regular pickup for trash is New Year's Day, January 1st, pickup will be Jan. 4 instead. Change in bus service. The District of Squamish reminds residents that the bus schedule has changed for today and tomorrow. BC Transit will be running the following modified hours. Right pointing arrow deck point 31. There will be extended weekday service on New Year's Eve. The buses will be free after 8 p.m. right pointing arrow January 1st. Sunday service. For the full schedule, go to bctransit.com/squamish/christmas-tree-disposal. The holidays aren't over yet, we know, but some folks may be thinking ahead to how to dispose of their real Christmas tree in Squamish. Here's the lowdown of where to take your trees according to the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District. Squamish Landfill Daily. 9 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. Tipping fees apply. Curbside collection. Regular collection days. Place in organics tote. Cut into small pieces, diameter. Lid must close fully. Scouts tree chipping event by donation. Jan. 11 and 12 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Canadian Tire. Winter tires don't forget. Since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 millimeters, 5/32. Reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets. Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive. Third Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street. No parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street. No parking on West Side. Fourth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side. Fifth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side. Sixth Avenue, entire street. No parking on West Side. Eaglewind Boulevard. No perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue. Edgewater Drive. Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on East Side. Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent. No Name Road, entire street. No parking on East Side. Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on South Side. Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on East Side. Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on South Side. Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on East Side. Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on North Side. Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on West Side. Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Issues to note on the highway. No road work is planned for today, December 31st. Gas prices. In Squamish, regular gas is going for 165.9 cents per liter at most Squamish stations. In Whistler, gas is going for 165.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. The cheapest gas in Vancouver is at the Mobile at 350 Southeast Marine Drive, where you can fill up for 168.9 per liter, According to GasBuddy, the cheapest gas in BC can be found in Prince George, where you can fill up for 144.9 per litre at the Husky at 1148 B Pacific Street.